Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I'm Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket Event leading up to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/Bass or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Nation button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. We also encourage you to visit our YouTube page at Bassmaster Radio for video versions of interviews with select guests. That's YouTube/Bassmaster Radio. Well, the Sims Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork got off to a rip-roaring start this week with two bags over 32 pounds on day one and nearly half the field over 20 pounds on day one in some pretty windy conditions. Cliff Prince and local Lee Livesey took the early lead with a star-studded pack chasing them that included Greg Hackney, Gerald Swindle, Brandon Polinick, Steve Kennedy, Chris Johnston, and more. And everyone looked great rocking the cowboy hats on the stage to honor Bass founder Ray Scott, who passed away last week. What a classy move by Bass. We'll have the top three next week when we wrap up Fork. Now, hopefully you had a chance to check out Omnia Fishing's coverage of the event on their app, where you could buy the products the fishermen were using in real time from OmniaFishing.com. Omnia Pro and Ambassador Seth Fider is coming up later to talk about that and his season, as is Omnia CEO Matt Johnson to talk about the new initiative. But first, Mike Iaconelli will join us to discuss the latest from Bass University and what he needs to do to get his season back on track.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, we're going to open things up with a little talk, a little sponsor spotlight segment on Bass University. Yes, they are a sponsor of the show, and they have been now since the beginning of the year. And they are tremendous guys. I got to hang out with these guys and Pete Gluzek and all his crew at the Bassmaster Classic. But, of course, Mike Iaconelli right there as well with Pete. They're kind of the, they're the ones that started this whole thing. And it is just so cool. If you love watching videos, how-to videos and stuff, it is really amazing stuff. And joining us now is the man himself, Mike Iaconelli. Ike, welcome back, man. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, no, I appreciate you joining us for sure. And man, I gotta say, this, you love teaching. I can tell by looking at your videos that you do when you're in your garage or wherever it is that you do one, or if you're doing one at a Bass U site, you really love the teaching aspect of this whole deal, don't you? And that must be the inspiration behind Bass U.
I really, really do. And I'll be honest, not just saying this, besides the fishing itself, it is my favorite part of the sport. It's absolutely my favorite part of the sport. I think I love it so much because I love being a student and learning on that side, you know? And I remember going to seminars, boat shows when I was a kid and watching Denny Brower and Woo Daves and all the greats of bass fishing. And they made it fun. They were entertaining, but most of all, they taught a lot to me. They taught me a lot of stuff. And that stuck with me over the years. And what's great about Bass University is we do that same thing, but we do it virtually, right? So you don't have to go to a boat show. You don't have to physically go to a seminar. You could do it at your house. You could do it from your laptop, your phone, your computer. It's so much fun. I love it.
And it's the sortable nature of it, too, to be able to go and find the stuff. And I'll be honest with you now. I'm 10 years older than you are, and I've been fishing tournaments for like 40 years. I can't even believe I'm saying that. But, you know, since 1980, 81, when I got my first bass boat. And, you know, you think that after 40 years of tournament fishing, you kind of have it figured. I can't believe how much information I learned still by going to these videos and checking this stuff out. And one of the things I really like is the ones you guys do about pre-fishing, practice, how to break a new body of water down, things like that. It's not so much the technique because I've been fishing so long, but I love being able to see how you guys break a lake down. I got a tournament next weekend on Old Hickory Lake in Tennessee, and I don't fish up there much, and I'm thinking about, you know, how am I going to find that first spot I want to go to and kind of sort my day out. And you got videos about that, too, at Bass University.
It's pretty amazing. You know, the database is so big, and you use it just like a search bar. You put in whatever you want to know about, and it pops up. But, you know, the great thing about fishing is that learning process that you talked about, doing it so long, 30, 40 years, 50 years, some subscribers. You never know enough. And, you know, things are constantly evolving, constantly changing. New techniques, new ways to do an old technique are constantly emerging. And, you know, I'm really proud that at the Bass University, we hire the best pros, and they lay it out. They talk about what they're good at, you know. So you have a Seth Spider talking about smallmouth fishing. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, a Patrick Walters talking about forward-facing sonar and jerkbaits. And they really get to dive into their specialties. And, man, it's a great time to be a bass fisherman. I can say it's a lot easier to get information now than it was when me and you were young. That's for sure.
No, it's no doubt about it. I mean, this is amazing stuff, you know, what we see here. Sometimes it can be confusing, but you can kind of fit it to what it is that you want to do and how you like to fish. So I'm going to ask you, you're going to teach us something now. It's topwater season. It's always topwater season, but it's topwater season now especially. You're throwing a popper. You're throwing a whopper plopper type of thing. Throwing a buzzbait. For you, is it when are you using braid? When are you using fluorocarbon? And when are you using mono? Because I'm seeing more and more guys say that when they're throwing a pop-art type of bait, that they're using mono with that kind of a bait. So for Mike Iaconelli, break it down. Which one you use, the braid, the fluoro, and the mono, if you use mono at all?
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about line first, then we'll talk about the bait. So on the line side, man, you hit it on the head with describing the three categories of line. And I can tell you, I never, have never, and will never throw fluorocarbon with topwater. And the reason's simple. Fluorocarbon's dense. Fluorocarbon sinks. And it wants that bait to get down. It pulls the bait down. Now, wake baits, subsurface baits, I'll play with fluorocarbon. But topwater, extreme topwater fishing, never, never fluorocarbon. So that leaves us with mono and braid. And I'd be honest, there are times for both. So super dense, heavy cover, super thick vegetation. So we're talking now more about a buzzbait, a horny toad, a popping frog topwater. I almost exclusively use direct braid. Heavy cover, you know, I'm thinking about just straight braid. Braid floats, that's good. But sparse cover to open water, I love mono. Love mono. I love the stretch to mono, and I love the... So here's the thing. We're human. Everybody wants to pull back when you see or hear that splash, and mono slows you down. It does it by default. You don't have to worry about waiting a second because the line has so much stretch, it gives you the second.
Right.
So spark cover, open water, I love mono. But here's the reality of it, and I'll just give the secret away. Most guys I know out here on the Elite Trail are now fishing a hybrid mix of braid to a mono leader.
Yeah.
And it's a tremendous system, using a 40, a 30 or 40 pound braid to a short, you know, I'm talking 6 inches to 14 inches of a 14 to 20 pound mono.
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit of the best of both worlds, and it's perfect for topwater.
It's just
all right. Now with baits, with baits, I can tell you when I need to fish a topwater slow, and that would include when the fish are very tight to cover, when the fish are on beds, when I have to leave a topwater in place, My favorite baits are poppers and crop baits, because those baits slow themselves down with the cup of the mouth and also with the props. And it's sort of, again, by default, the bait makes you keep it in one spot longer. But when I'm trying to cover water, man, nothing beats a walking bait, a.k.a. Zarisbook, or a whopper plopper buzz bait style lure. And I can cover a tremendous amount of water, make them react. My rule of thumb is the clearer the water, the less noise I want to make with the top water. The more stained or muddier the water, the more noise I want to make. So I also think about that as a consideration. But top water time, right now, when you get to 55 degrees, all the way to the hottest water of the year, you should have a top water on one of your rods.
There you go, Mike Iaconelli. That's the kind of stuff you find at Bass U. And all you got to do is go to bassu.tv. I'm going to tell you, go to bassu.tv/radio, because we want the folks to know that they're getting it from Bassmaster Radio. So it's bassu.tv/radio, and check it out, man. You see all the videos. It is just absolutely incredible. You get a Bass U TV or hat now when you sign up, which is really cool as well. All right, in our last minute or so before I let you go, when are you going to get on your Honda here and start sliding up in the standings? You've made a couple of cuts. You've had a couple of real stinkers. You got to do some damage now, man, in these second half of the tournament of the season here.
You're right. I can't have another bad tournament if I want to consider the classic. So, that's fishing. I've been doing it a long time. You have some ups, you have some downs. Definitely not the way I want to start the year, but the only way to fish through some bad events or a slump, quote unquote slump, is to keep fishing. And I'm going to keep fishing. And, we're getting ready to make the switch here. Just a couple tournaments. We're going to switch to the summertime pattern, some northern water. So I feel good about the last half of the season. Excited about Fork coming up, excited about Pickwick, and definitely excited about getting up north and starting in June.
Well, we're excited about getting you back to the Classic as well, because that'd be great stuff in Knoxville, where there will be huge crowds for next year's Classic. Mike Iaconelli has been our guest, and I'm telling you guys, I'm not kidding you, check out BassU.tv. Just go there and check out the Bass University. They got so many videos, and they get everybody, and it's not just Bassmaster guys. It's every star from every league that's out there, it seems like, is at Bass University. Mike, great stuff as always. I appreciate your time, and good luck this week and the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. That's Mike Iaconelli. That guy, he always answers a bell for us. Going all the way back years, he's always answered a bell for us, and I really appreciate that. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Matt Johnson, CEO of Omnia Fishing, will join us to tell us about something really cool that they rolled out this week at Lake Fork. Next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And boy, I got to tell you, this is something really, really cool. Technology going to the next level. Bassmaster Live is tremendous. I love it when I'm on Bassmaster Live and I get an opportunity to contribute to Bassmaster Live. But now there's something new going on. Omnia Fishing is going to simulcast Bassmaster Live as something they call a shoppable feed for a couple of Elite Series events that are coming up this year. And this is going to be really, really cool. I'm talking about you, how many times have we mentioned the fact that you're watching a tournament and the angler describes a jerkbait that he's using and you can't find that thing anywhere. You wait, you try to find it. Well, now, from what I understand, and I'm no technology genius, that you could be watching this on this site and buy the product basically as you are watching the tournament. I may be saying that right. I may not be, but certainly Matt Johnson knows. He's the one that is behind this whole genius idea with Omnia Fishing, and he joins us now. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great, great. Good to be here.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here, and let's just talk about this. First of all, as a basis, tell us what Omnia Fishing is, because I've been to the Omnia website. It's a tremendous website, but tell us a little bit more about what it is that you guys do.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you checking that out, too. But yeah, at a high level, Omnia is trying to create a very personalized shopping experience for tackle and gear in the fishing world. And the goal is to try and marry personalization based on a consumer's location. So if you're fishing a lake in Georgia, your needs might be very different than if you're fishing a lake in Florida. So we try to have the best of both worlds, where we have all of the selection, but we try to sort and filter those products to give you a very personalized experience. So you're getting the right products. Feel very confident heading to the water. So we're the at our heart, we're a tackle retailer. We're located in Minnesota, so nice and center of the United States, and we ship products all over the country, all 50 states, out of our warehouse, and then we've built the technology tools to allow you to build out a profile, follow specific bodies of water, and then the products and recommendations, techniques, all based on the location of where you're planning to head out.
And we've heard the horror stories about, you know, delivery and having product and so on. How has it been for you guys? Are you guys pretty well stocked up where you're being able to fill most of your orders?
Yeah, and actually that's rapidly improving for us. You know, we're on such a big growth trajectory. We're growing 400% year over year. So the vendors are really paying attention to us finally. It takes a little while to try and convince them. You know, we think we're onto something. We've got a concept that the consumer is going to like. We're starting to show a lot of traction there, so we're getting a lot of priority from these vendors. And we're starting to hit that scale where, you know, we're over 20,000 SKUs now. We've really hit mainly a focus in bass, and so we do have a lot of the products that the consumers are looking for, and we've been able to use some of our historical sales numbers to show us exactly where we need to be, what colors, what length, what sizes. And it's helped out to really keep a real high in-stock rate right now.
This is really interesting, too, because I'm on the site. I live on Tim's Ford Lake in southern Tennessee, and I just clicked on Lakes You Fish at OmniaFishing.com, and it took me right to Tim's Ford Lake. It shows my lake right there. So then what happens next as far as that? Because, you know, a lot of guys, you know, I know what I like to fish. I know what I want, but maybe I'm going to learn something different if I say, look, I'm fishing this kind of water or this place. How is it that you gather the information about the particular lakes?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we started from our headquarters in Minnesota, and now we've branched out across the entire United States. Minnesota was the hard one. You've got to get all of the clarity values, the average and max depth, the species present, the forage base, the structure, all of those details are really hard when you've got 11,000, 12,000 lakes in Minnesota. And then slowly we've expanded out from there. A lot of times we work with local agencies. We work with our power users in the area, and we've been able to kind of round all that out. So it's just taken a couple years that we've been in business since about 2019 to really build all that information. And then our system will take details like how clear the water body is and only show you color variants that match that water clarity for that specific body of water, and take all those details that we know about there and try to give you a really great shopping experience. And depending on, you mentioned that you know what you're looking for. Depending on what that is and kind of your skill level, we can make the experience very personalized. So if you buy a specific product, we'll make sure that one keeps showing up for you. If you'd like to see some recommendations from other people that are talking about products that are working in real time, we'll present that to you as well. And it's all personalized based on that location.
This is really fascinating to see how much information you have about the different lakes. And this lake is not like a wildly popular lake. It's only a 10,000 square foot or square acre reservoir, but yet you still have information on that. The most popular fisheries around the country, I would imagine you got tons and tons of information about places like Gunnersville and Chickamauga and of course Mille Lacs and all the great lakes up in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we had tens of thousands of fishing reports come in. So one thing that we do after somebody makes a purchase from us, we follow up and say, you know, how did it go for you? And a lot of times we have the customer come in, they indicate what body of water, never location, just the body of water. And they'll say, you know, they were actually catching them on this color. And when all that information feeds in addition to how we relate water clarity and depth and season and species, we'll take some of that consumer feedback. And that helps us make really high quality recommendations. And the cool thing about it is if you were to go on and you fish a lake and you say what item that you caught them on, maybe it's just your rod and reel. It's like, you know, I like the stiffness of this rod and reel for this technique that I'm recommending. If I then go in and stumble into your information and I make a purchase, you actually get free tackle credit. So that's the incentive to try and get the people that know what they're talking about or work with their brands, want to represent the products that are meaningful to them. Then the people that need a little help or want good suggestions, they don't have to parse through 30,000 different products. They can actually key in on some ones that are really important. And so the way we present that information back based on that fishing report really just improves the system, constantly making it a better shopping experience.
Matt Johnson with us, Omnia Fishing, in our sponsor spotlight segment. And, you know, people say, wait a minute, Omnia, don't I see that on Seth Fider's boat? Haven't I seen that in his boat? And Seth seems to be very involved in this whole thing, much more so than just a normal, you know, sponsor-angler relationship. Talk to us about Seth Fider and what he brought to the table for you guys and how big it was for Seth to win the Angler of the Year in 2021.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, Seth's a Minnesota guy, and he's a good friend of ours. He's been with us from the beginning. So this definitely isn't just a classic sponsorship detail. Seth's an owner of Omnia and sits and helps talk through exactly how to execute this business. He talks a lot about his horror stories of being a kid that wanted to bass fish in Minnesota when that market really wasn't well developed. And he couldn't get a lot of good help from the local mom-and-pop bait shop. And it was hard to access products. And I think the world's obviously changed a lot since then. But sometimes in fishing, more is not necessarily better. You want a lot of selection, but you want that selection to be as relevant as possible. And so Seth was really kind of a part of the idea concept behind how we'd actually execute Omnia. And, Seth, Bassmaster, holds a really important piece to his heart. And he wanted to make sure that this appealed to all walks of life, all skill types. And so... We've made sure that we can highlight what Omnia is capable of and what's in it for the customer. And that was super important to Seth. So it's been good to have him on and participating from the beginning.
Matt Johnson with the CEO of Omnia Fishing. Okay, so now coming up day one and two of the Sims Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork and the Guaranteed Rate Bassmaster Elite at Lake Oahe. Somehow you guys are going to have this shoppable feed during these events. Explain how that's going to work, what the technology is, where are we watching Bassmaster Live during those events where you can watch and shop basically as you watch the anglers get the job done.
Yeah, to keep pushing the innovation in our company, a portion of all of our team's time goes into how can we make this better? How can we continue to innovate and bring some of the concepts that are happening in other industries to the fishing industry? And so we're working with Bassmaster on these two events. I almost call it like a test to see what improvements need to be made, what the consumer really likes. But what we're trying to create is a very seamless experience where you'll watch the Bassmaster events on Thursday and Friday on our website or in our mobile app. And then the goal will be to show those with products popping up based on our team's experience and what products are being used, techniques that are being used on those items at that time. They'll pop up and then they're very easy to add to a cart. So the goal is to try and create a seamless experience, try to predict some of the baits that'll be used by the anglers that are going to be highlighted on those live events, and then make sure that those products are easy to add to a cart and as seamless experience as possible. So we're going to push the envelope and see if we can make this shoppable in real time. We've got a lot of really great videos already on the site where Seth will talk about, I'm heading up to a couple lakes for some Bassmaster Elite Series events, and this is my setup. And then you'll actually see those products pop up. And then we can index that content on those specific bodies of water. This is going to be happening in real time. So never done this before, but it's a good way to highlight what we do, the web, our native mobile app that you can download in both the Apple and the Android store, and also show and work with Bassmaster on really pushing the innovation in this industry.
So not only do you have Seth Fider, your great friend of the show, and Patrick Walters. I mean, Patrick is just a coming star personality, can catch him. And, of course, there at Fork, he caught him up big time the last couple of times he's been there, over 100 pounds. So I'm sure he's telling you to have jerk baits and topwaters ready to go, at that deal. And then Bob Downey as well, out of Wisconsin, another friend of the show, and a guy that we have had on. So you got a great team of guys. So you're going to have a pretty good idea of what you need to have ready when these things roll out, I would think.
Yeah, we have to remove that frustration where people see something, and as soon as they rush out, it's bought out from all the other e-commerce sites. We're going to make sure we stock up on all those items so if people want them, we got them here, and we can ship them super fast. We're still a very small, nimble company, and you know, everything goes out the door in lightning speed. But you're right. We'll be talking to Patrick and Bob and Seth and the rest of the crew and making sure we have those products.
Excellent website. It's omniafishing.com. You can go there and check it all out. It's They are a retailer of tackle gear, but they're coming at it from a totally different angle, which is really, really fascinating. And this is very inventive of you guys, and I think you're onto something big time here. This is pretty cool.
I appreciate it.
Matt Johnson has been our guest. Matt, I appreciate you taking the time, and good luck with this. We definitely will be watching those events as we watch the other events as well, and we'll be checking out OmniaFishing.com.
That sounds great. We'll see you online.
All right, thank you. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with one more segment next.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Now, welcome back. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, coming off of talking to Matt Johnson about this deal that Omnia did for this tournament on Thursday and Friday for Lake Fork, and that they'll do again coming up in a few weeks, it's really a fascinating deal. And the first time I ever became aware of Omnia was from watching videos with Seth Fider. I'm watching Seth Fider stuff, and I see Omnia, and I'm like, what's Omnia? And I had gone to the site and learned a little bit more about them. And so I thought, you know what? Let's talk to Seth Fider about it. And he joins us now. Rapala Pro Seth Fider joins us. Seth, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. And before we get to the Omnia deal, let's just talk about you so far this season, because this has been, now people are listening to this. I'm predicting that you must be like in the top eight or something like that right now. Maybe not. I don't know. But having said that, this has been a kind of a weird season for you, coming off of last year where it seemed like you were in the top 10 every week. This year, you're just kind of hanging around that cut line, hanging around the classic line at 38 right now. Talk about your season so far and why you haven't really found the juice. You're not sucking, but you're not doing what you were doing last year. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's just back to reality. Last year was, something I can't describe. I couldn't do anything wrong. Made all the right decisions. Never lost fish. And this year, it's just back to the way my life's always been. Just for every bite, losing, the two biggest ones I hook all day, and just like everybody else, it's just fishing now. Last year was magical. They had a horseshoe up my butt, and I couldn't do anything wrong, and I'm grateful for it, but now we're back to fishing.
Well, no, look, last year can be the reality. This could be it's just been a bad first half of the season. I mean, that's mentally, you got to be like, yeah, I'm the dude from last year who has just lost a few fish this year. Because I remember all throughout the year, you're like, this kind of stuff doesn't happen to me. Well, it did happen to you, and it happened to you because you're a damn good fisherman. But how much of this is, the time drain, being the angler of the year? I mean, we saw Scott Canterbury have a rough year after winning. We saw, Clark Wendland have a rough year, rougher than what you're going through right now. It's got to be a tough thing, and you think about some of the guys that have won multiple anglers of the year titles. I mean, you got to really admire whatever it is that they're able to do that year in and year out.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's definitely a whirlwind after it. I don't know. I was just a different person going into last year than I was this year. Hopefully we can get back to that. But that was just a magical year. It definitely takes a toll on you after winning it. And you feel, maybe you get a little satisfied. I don't know what happens after it, but I felt a lot different going into last year than I do this year.
I was going to say nothing different about your preparation or anything like that, right? I mean, you're doing that kind of stuff, I would imagine, the same way. But, guys look at you differently, too, I would think. There's a certain amount of pressure that goes along with that. There's the pressure of the last couple of tournaments when you're leading the points like last year. But then there's the pressure of being the defending AOI champion. And there's expectations. The fans have expectations. Guys like me have expectations for you. And I suppose that creates a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but I might be trying too hard. I don't know if that makes any sense, but last year I was just real carefree, and I don't know, all the pressure I got, what I put on myself, but I don't know if I knew exactly what it was, I'd fix it, but definitely a different year, but we'll get back on track.
You will get back on track.
Had a decent year. I just haven't had a real good tournament yet,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just kind of like a hang around, above the middle point of the roster. You're in the 30s, and now you're 38th in points. So it's just not that year where we're seeing you every Sunday, on Championship Sunday in the top 10, which you were so many times last year. When you look at the rest of the schedule, of course, coming up next is Pickwick. But then you head north, and you have been held to pay play, you know, up there. Certainly when you get to the St. Lawrence, when you get to the, you know, you're going to go to the Mississippi River up there at La Crosse. I would think that that's a place that you've been to before many times. And then out to Owyhee out there, I mean, that's a big smallmouth factory. You're one of the best smallmouth fishermen on the planet. So I would think that, you know, the prospects for the second half of the season are pretty strong for you.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking forward to the northern swing. That's my favorite part every season. I just feel super comfortable up there. And none of the places we go are really that close to my house, with the exception of La Crosse, but they all fish real similar. You know, I feel at home when I put my boat in there, and I'm not second-guessing what I should be doing. You know, I can get a real good feel for what's going on fairly quick, it seems like, on a northern body of water.
Now, you're one of the top guys on the Rapala team, which is a great group of guys. I mean, Rapala did a tremendous job building their pro staff. How involved do you get? I love your videos. You do a great job, you know, with the different products and so on. But how involved do you get in lure design and, you know, in ideas and stuff that Rapala comes up with?
Not a ton. I got a little input, but mostly just like little tiny tweaks versus, you know, a whole idea or anything like that. But, you know, a lot of the other baits, Ott Defoe and Wheeler and Paul and Nick and those guys have a, you know, a big hand in making. And we will be having, I will get to make a crankbait here pretty soon. It's not going to probably be out for a couple, 2-3 years, but get to start working on one pretty soon. So I'm excited about that. That'll be the first, you know, like hard bait I've ever built. But there's stuff, just a lot of little tweaks. I probably do more with the hooks than I do anything else with the VMC hooks.
Yeah.
Compared to the hard baits. But yeah, I mean, I give them as much feedback as I can, but I haven't actually designed anything all on my own yet for Rapala.
How often, you talk about the VMC hooks, how cool is it to see those VMC Monster bags and see the VMC logo on the bags? It looks great, man, at the way it's, don't they look cool? How often are you changing hooks on your crankbaits? You know, VMC makes a great hook. It's got great endurance in that hook, but we see the pros do it a lot more than the average guy does. But for you, if you're fishing a square bill, or if you're fishing a shad wrap or whatever it is that you're fishing, how often will you actually change up the hooks throughout a tournament or throughout a day even?
If I'm just practicing or fun fishing, I mean, a hook would have to be real bad for me to change it. So I'd go multiple days fishing a hook like that. Now come tournament day, definitely starting with fresh hooks every morning.
Really?
And, you know, usually, I mean, I'm checking my bait all the time. Sometimes you can fish a hole. I mean, it depends what you're doing. Square billing, you know, is really going to really hard on the hooks. Anything you're grinding into the bottom hard. I'll keep an eye on those real good. And that's probably if I'm fishing it the majority of the day, I mean, it's one thing if I'm just mixing it in, a cast here, a cast there, but if I'm fishing the majority of the day with a square bill or something like that, I'm probably going through 2-3 sets of hooks during the tournament.
I'm really digging at that mid-brat, the BX mid-brat. Think that I'm so happy they came out with that, because it did seem like the one was too big and the one was too little, and we needed something in the middle there, and it has been absolutely killer, and it's been great. That's fascinating, though. You're saying you start each day with fresh hooks on whatever ones that you've been using, right? So, I mean, if you've got two or three different ones, you're just switching them out. And, that is very interesting to see how often you guys will change up with the hooks. All right, let's talk a little bit about this deal with Omnia, because this is really cool. First of all, whose idea was it to come up with this shop by the lake, you know, Lakes You Fish type of deal, where you would have specific products that are, you know, geared towards the bodies of water that you fish? I live near Gunnersville. I live on Tim's Ford Lake. I see reports on there at Omnia.com about, or OmniaFishing.com, about my water and what seems to be working and so on. But that's a tremendous idea. Who came up with it? Is that a Seth Fighter idea or what?
No. That's probably a Matt Johnson idea. it's a really cool feature, especially if you're heading to somewhere you've never been, or if you're, you know, real, you know, a new angler, just getting into the sport. And it's really cool because it's so specific. You can literally click on just about any lake in the country and get fishing reports from that lake and like a tailored shopping suite to that specific lake, where it'll, you know, pull up. And you know, every lake's different. You know, you go to you know, certain parts of the country like the Ozarks, you know, wigglewarts are really big in the spring. But if you go to Texas, nobody throws a wigglewort, you know what I mean?
Right.
So each region of the country and even specific lakes kind of got their own little key baits. You know, everyone's got that one little old school bait that, you know, doesn't get thrown anywhere else in the country. But on that lake, every local's got it tied on because it works there, catches fish. And that really helps you out there. And like I said, if you're, you know, traveling, if you're fishing a tournament, you can look at it, get an idea of what's going on. Or if you're, you know, just getting into fishing and it's the lake down the street from your house, you can click on there and it gives you a really good starting point, you know, for at least for colors and baits that have historically been good there.
Yeah, it's I got a tournament next weekend on Old Hickory Lake, and I would think just from a confidence standpoint, you know, I'm looking at Old Hickory Lake right now on the OmniaFishing.com site, and it says swim jigs and swim jigs and then other kinds of swim jigs from various manufacturers, and you can find your favorite swim jig there. That's what's cool about Omnia. I mean, there's just so many different brands that are represented from Rapala through many other brands as well that you can find there. But if anything, it gives you that kind of that confidence thing, I would think, you know, where you feel like, whether you're right or wrong, if you feel like you're doing the right thing, it gets you started right.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like you better have a swim jig tied on.
I got to have a swim jig. Finding a swim jig in my boat is not an issue. I mean, those things are everywhere in my boat. And there's a cool video on the Old Hickory page of you rigging a Z-Man jackhammer chatterbait. And, you know, I think that is something that obviously will come into play this time of year and seems to come into play all the time. But it seems like the site has really done a nice job, too, of being able to pull together a lot of different manufacturers, which is something that I think is important because, you know, one swim jig might be a little different than another.
Yeah, yeah, and some are, you know, made to throw on lighter fluorocarbon. Some are straight braid, you know. And like I said, each lake and each region seem to be kind of different for that. When you go up north, a lot of the swim jigging is done on a light wire hook and just cast in a straight fluoro, and then
really
seems like you go down south and then you get into that straight braid, that Alabama shaking style swim jig.
Yeah. So,
I mean, there's lots of different kinds and lots of different parts of the country where you're doing kind of different stuff with it.
I can't remember the last time I threw a swim jig on anything but braid, and I don't use the really super heavy braid, like 30 pound braid, but I like that instant contact because, dude, it's kind of the way we fish it. Just shake the heck out of it as you're bringing it back, and you know, and you get that instant response. I really hadn't thought of using anything other than braid, you know, on a swim jig, but it kind of makes sense for me anyway. Well, the site is great. It's tremendous to see what you guys are doing there. And this ability that folks have to watch the tournament like they did Thursday and Friday, and they see, you know, a particular lure being used, and boom, there it is. It pops up right there on the Omnia site. You hit the buy now, and boom, you can make your purchase right there from what you guys are fishing with. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing. We got a Polish Pete in the lab. He's a super bass nerd. He knows every bait that's ever made. He's going to be on the trigger watching those feed, and when, you know, somebody catches one on a DT-16, boom, it's going to pop up right next to there. You can click on it in the right color, buy it. You know, it's hard to really see exactly what's being used on camera unless they get a real good close up, or, you know, your baits really well. If you're not that familiar with all of them, you know, you just see a flash, you can tell he's throwing a crankbait and it's white or chartreuse, but Pete will have the exact color on there and the exact bait, and boom, click, and you're on it.
Very cool.
You know what you're working with.
Very cool. Well, some guys will, you know, Patrick Walters, he'll be catching him on that jerkbait. He'll hold it up to the camera and say, this is what I'm catching him on, and then they get wiped out, you know, which is a cool feature as well. Seth Fighter has been our guest. Seth, I appreciate you so much. I know you're going to have a great second half of the season, and just go tear him up, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
All right, there you go, Seth Fighter, the reigning AOI champ. He's gonna be right there. You watch the second half with this guy. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Fishing fans will get another opportunity to experience Omnia Fishing's shoppable stream when the tour heads west to the Guaranteed Rate Bassmaster Elite at Lake Oahe August 18th through the 21st. Fans will be able to follow a simulcast of Bassmaster Live as a shoppable stream on Omnia's website and mobile app on days 1 and 2. This program was rolled out this past week for the first 2 days of the Lake Fork event and was a success. Now, Bassmaster Radio has a new home at the new Bassmaster.com. You will now find us under the Nation tab, which seems quite fitting. Of course, you can always go to Bassmaster.com/radio to find the show as well, and on the Sports Map Radio Network and select other great stations around the country. Rapala Fantasy Fishing is underway, and you can win great prizes at every elite tournament by going to Bassmaster.com and clicking on the fantasy page to register your team. There are individual prize packages for each week and a grand prize for the season-long winner that includes over $20,000 in prizes, plus a fishing trip with Davey Height. You can also play Mercury's Drain the Lake game as well, an eliminator game explained at the site, with weekly prizes and a grand prize that includes a fishing trip with Mark Zona in Michigan. Go to Bassmaster.com/fantasy to get signed up today. By the way, check out profishing.shop for our exclusive lifestyle line, hashtag fish on, to proclaim your love of fishing. And take a look at the Legendary Lake series as well. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear and check out the new line of coffee mugs. That's profishing.shop. And if you're like me, you never stop learning the best fishing techniques and tricks, and now you have a place to find it all in one place at Bass University's bassu.tv/radio. You'll find over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.